This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, said that complying with a federal court order to help the FBI break into iPhones would be bad for America and set a legal precedent that would offend many Americans.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cook told ABC News, some things are hard and some things are right and some things are both. This is one of those things. He added that the government was asking for the software equivalent of cancer, and that he planned to talk to President Barack Obama directly about getting the dispute on a better path. Now, one thing that's interesting is it was actually the FBI that wound up causing the password to be reset on the San Bernardino phone, which prevented the FBI from getting into the phone.
Explain, Daryl.
I love that.
Tell us. Tell us more about how that happened.
So the FBI directed the people at San Bernardino County, which is who actually owned the telephone because the guy was a county employee. The FBI directed San Bernardino County officials to reset the password to the iCloud account connected to the iPhone. And when they reset that, they say that they wound up losing 7 weeks' worth of information from a backup, and that's why the phone is locked. So it was the FBI that screwed up and locked the phone, and now the FBI is going to Apple and saying, Apple, create a program that allows us to hack into every iPhone that exists.
I think they did it on purpose. They can set up this case where they get the back door that they need.
They want this so desperately. They want this software equivalent of cancer so that they can get into every iPhone. This is not about one iPhone. This is not about 12 iPhones. This is about every iPhone that exists. Because what would be needed is for Apple to create a program to be able to decrypt an iPhone. That would then allow the feds to use it on every iPhone, not just this one, not just the other 12 that the feds are currently trying to get Apple to crack into.
Okay, color me skeptical on this, but I'm amazed that through all the involvement with the NSA and through Apple, you know, going back, they were one of the first ones to jump on board with Prism, according to Snowden's documents, and really, guys, that just that one change in encryption, you guys didn't update something with the federal government that gave you access to that? First of all. Second of all, a friend of mine, I've tried to pull up his post, but he's a security expert out of California. He's a friend of mine. And his basic take is, FBI, you did not follow the protocol. So there's a certain order that you do things in when you're working on an iPhone, if you want to hack it and want to crack it and get everything that's out of it. They obviously didn't do that, and that was his big gripe. He's like, really, guys? This was like a rookie move.
We'll continue with this in a moment, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. We go now to the phones to Tom in New Hampshire, who apparently wants to talk about Donald Trump. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, in every voting so far, a majority have voted against Donald Trump. And here's the plan, something I discovered when I ran for state representative, when I got elected in 2000. One of the things that a Republican nominee for state representative gets to do is be a delegate to the Republican state convention. And when I went there, one of the things they did was, well, it's 2000 and we got to nominate four electors to the Electoral College so that if George W. Bush wins in New Hampshire, these four will be the electors. And these are, of course, George W. Bush, maybe his campaign manager for New Hampshire, four supporters. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. Routine thing. Usually, But this time, the anti-Trump majority can organize and say, no, 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 we don't want those guys because they might vote for Donald Trump just because he wins in New Hampshire. Imagine that. Donald Trump wins in New Hampshire and he gets the four electoral votes for New Hampshire. No, 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 that's not acceptable. We're going to nominate these four who are going to vote for, I don't know, Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina. Okay.
What are chances, Tom? What are the chances of the people that get selected as electors, which generally they're people that are, you know, real heavily involved in the party? And yes, I realize that there have been a few what are called faithless electors over the years. But what are the chances that a majority of electors for the Republican Party wind up not voting for the Republican nominee?
That's just it. The convention delegates would nominate people who are not going to vote for Trump. They're going to vote for, let's say, Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina instead. And then,
that's your theory. I'm asking, what's the probability that that's happening? We talking like, you know, 1 in 5, 1 in 5 billion?
It's our only remaining hope for America. Okay.
And if I can hop in here.
I don't know what the chances are, but it could send it into the House of Representatives, and they ain't about to vote for Donald Trump either. Because, ain't nobody wants nobody with any brains at all. It's just a bunch of fat, stupid, ugly old ladies that watch soap operas and play bingo and read tabloids and don't know the metric system that are going to be that voted for Donald Trump. Nobody with any sense at all would vote for him. So, you know, you got to figure that the organized Republican Party people would do whatever they have to prevent Donald Trump from getting elected president of the United States. And they would be following the Constitution, where it says that each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct. So, I mean, it's positively scandalous, following the Constitution to elect a new president.
Okay. So what you're talking about is not that far-fetched, because I was part of a similar effort, and that was 2012 with Ron Paul. I lived in Pennsylvania at the time, but we were very organized at each voting area's, you know, we had people at each precinct with a list of delegates that were absolutely going to vote for Ron Paul. And if there could be that level of organization within the Republican Party, and that's the part I'm kind of skeptical about, because it's such a schism right now.
It was rigged against Ron Paul. But,
oh, absolutely.
And it's
but that was
against Donald Trump. See, because most of the Republican Party people in power don't want Donald Trump. They're figuring out, how can we stop Donald Trump? And then it's like, what are we going to do? He is getting all these votes. And this is the way that, instead of rigging it right down to the changing the rules that say that you have to win five states in order to be have your name placed in nomination. And then they rigged the system so that it looked like Ron Paul did not win five states.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
When it was totally rigged against him, and then the people who were going to vote against that rule, they were on this bus that happened to get lost until after the rules committee thing was over.
I remember. So, it was horrendous all over the place.
So,
but I think what...
Against him. So they just need to eliminate all these stupid rules and say, look, you people don't really want to vote for Donald Trump, do you? And I mean, they'll be able to have maybe an open convention, and whatever you do, don't anybody vote for Donald Trump. And then they'll also have a convention that, you know, the state conventions where they nominate the electors. And then if the state votes Republican, then those electors would really vote for two better candidates.
I don't disagree with you, and I see it. But here's the challenge that we would all face would be, can you get that level of organization going? So, for example, I worked a precinct from 7 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. And that one precinct, every single delegate there was pro-Ron Paul. But can you get that level of effort out there within the Republican Party to put that kind of time and effort into it and that many people to do it? I just don't know if it's going to be possible.
I don't think it's possible at all. Thank you, Tom, for the call. Go ahead. Finish your thought here, Chris.
No, I was going to say, and once you pass that hurdle, and he kind of alluded to it, is the entire hurdle of all the rule changes that the Republicans put in place after Ron Paul.
Right, and his whole premise goes down to convincing a majority of the electors to be faithless, and And that's not going to happen. You might have one or two, but you're not going to have a majority of the electors be faithless electors. It's just not going to happen. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join with your thoughts on the San Bernardino iPhone FBI situation that's going on, or if you want to talk about ways to basically manipulate the outcome of the election, hoping on, you know, sunshine and sprinkles and fairy tales of Well, if every elector just cast a vote for Rand Paul, then he doesn't have to be the Republican nominee to get elected.
I don't like the process.
The process is horrible.
I think it's horrible, and why am I even voting for this guy anyways? Because he doesn't represent me. I mean, and...
You don't have to vote for that guy.
I'm not going to meet him, ever talk to him. My opinion doesn't matter. It's a horrible, horrible process, and I want to shoot myself. And
don't shoot yourself.
And on top of that, I sent...
Because then you would put me in the horrible, horrible position of needing to find another host on Thursday.
No, you guys would have to take care of me. You would have to take care of my body, and probably... I want to be...
Well, depending on where you shoot yourself.
Funeral pier is the way I want to go. And I got a big... pile of branches and debris already stacked up. So just
you're going to make me build a boat.
Just throw me on there. Speaking of San Bernardino, I just sent 100 pounds of books to that place just this morning. I hate California. That is, out of all the places, all the Amazon warehouses I send books to, California, man, just gets me every time. $42 for 100 pounds, man. I'm a little upset about San Bernardino. Take that. So, yeah. That place can burn up too.
855 450 free. Conan is a little angry tonight.
I cracked a rib last week, and I'm in pain.
What? How did you crack a rib?
Also having to do with books. There's a great book bin at the dump, so I'll take all my bad books to that location and dump them. And of course, there's only like 20 books in the bin, so when it's that low, you really gotta scrounge to get down in there. And so I'm leaning over the edge.
Did you fall into the book bin?
No,
and then you had 100 pounds of books fall on your ribs?
No, there was only 20 books in there, and it was one I really, really wanted. It's a good seller, and I was getting it.
The Bible?
Reaching. It was a children's Bible, actually.
Ah, see?
Written back in the 60s. It was first published in the 60s.
That is the bestseller.
It's a pretty popular one. And I just leaned a little too hard on that one rib, and it hurts.
Yeah, and they can't do anything for a cracked rib.
Nope, you just gotta not lay on it, and you gotta talk about it to everyone and try to get some sympathy votes from Daryl and Chris. And
I know how bad it hurts. I cracked a couple of ribs when I was in high school. I didn't know it until after the end of football season. And I was like, oh, so that's why my ribs have been hurting.
That's when you got that concussion, right?
You don't get a concussion from broken ribs.
An alternative injury. Another injury on top of your smacked up ribs. When did you get your concussion?
Which one? I've had like 15 of them.
Oh, God.
Today.
Yeah, the one you got today.
I didn't get one today. But if you keep asking stupid questions, I might get a concussion.
Tell us about this iPhone thing and why is it such a bad idea, Daryl?
Yeah, so Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, was on ABC World News Tonight a couple of days ago, and he said, again, some things are hard, some things are right, and some things are both. This is one of those things. He added that the government was asking for the software equivalent of cancer, and that he planned to talk to President Barack Obama directly about getting the dispute, quote, on a better path, end quote. He was later asked whether Apple would be prepared to fight the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he says, we would be prepared to take this all the way. He also said, we found out about the filing from the press, that being the filing by the Justice Department, demanding that Apple crack into the phone. He says, we found out about the filing from the press, and I don't think that's the way the railroad's supposed to run. And I don't think that's something that is so important should be handled in this way. Apple has publicly said that they intend to fight the court order, and they have until tomorrow to respond. The iPhone in question belonged to Rizwan Farooq, who is one of the San Bernardino shooters.
Spook.
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think that's worth a pause. Go ahead.
No, I haven't done enough research into that one. That one happened so fast.
Right,
it was over and
out of the
news.
Term spook, which in a lot of circles has a negative racist connotation.
No.
That was not where he was going.
No, I'm talking CIA.
Conan. Yes, I knew he was going that way.
No clue.
Wow, Daryl.
I had no clue what you meant when you threw out the term.
And we're both from the South, too.
Yeah.
Which, and that stuff is rampant down there. It really is. And it's you don't really notice it up here in the New England. That's something I really like about New Hampshire.
Agreed.
But what's that? racism?
The racism is kind of, I don't know, maybe it's maybe in some of the bigger cities, but it's not here. It doesn't happen here.
I would say for the most part in Keene, it doesn't. But New England is pretty racist. I actually
compare it to the South?
Yes.
Really?
I don't know about that.
At least from... Okay, again, I grew up in a city that was majority black. So for me, you know, like, the whole race issue was never a thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, like, yeah, I guess if you grew up in the middle of nowhere where there were no people that looked any different from you, that maybe the people there are very racist. And that's mostly where I've lived in the North, is to where, you know, like, there's very few black people, there's very few Asians, there's very few anything other than white people in the places in the North that I've ever lived. And, yes, I would say that the places up North tend to be a lot more racist than what I'm used to.
See, that goes against my experience. I grew up in a very, very small town in middle of eastern Oregon, not much around at all, and very few minorities. A lot of Hispanic, but very few black people. I think I knew all the black people in my county, which was about twice the size of the state of Rhode Island. But that's the opposite end of the spectrum. There's a place that's pretty much lily white, and we didn't really have a black racial issue at all.
Hmm. Yeah, when I lived in Pennsylvania, and I was in, like, the middle of nowhere Pennsylvania, so maybe your Pennsylvania experience is different than mine, but I actually knew Klan members when I lived in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Not that I hung out with them. It was, like, people that I worked with or people that were related to people that I worked with. So, you know, like, I wasn't hanging around with racists. I just happened to find out that, oh, yeah, these people are members of the Klan.
Yeah, the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah,
and I saw the same thing in Maryland, not so much in Pennsylvania, but I definitely saw it in Maryland, too.
Yeah, and then I heard the N-word thrown about just randomly by white people all the time in Pennsylvania when they would refer to any, you know, quote-unquote person of color.
Right.
And that's not something that I was used to growing up in Alabama.
Right, or I in Oregon, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, because I did grow up with that. And it was used by everyone. Used it, you know, of all colors, and you know, both as a term of endearment, and also as a, you know, as a racist context. And but I mean, it was, we were all over the place: Hispanics, blacks, from Florida. I mean, so you know,
right,
big, huge Hispanic population. There's a lot of blacks.
Well,
there.
Depending
there's a
lot on of, the part of Florida
and the kinds of whites you have snowbird New Englanders. You know, I'm actually blood of New England. And then you had your Hicks.
Did they call people from Cuba Rubios? Is that true?
No,
that's not true. That's not a derogatory.
Well, I don't know. I have never heard that, and I have rubbed shoulders with a lot of Puerto Ricans. I don't. Maybe it's a Cuban.
Puerto
thing.
Ricans aren't from Cuba.
Well, that's what I just. That's why I just said Puerto Rican, not Cuban.
This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts about Puerto Ricans from Cuba, Cubans from Puerto Rico, or anything else? 855-450-FREE.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And you guys know that over the last year or so, I've been getting back into shape. I've lost about 140 pounds in just under 1 year. And, well, recently I've started taking Super Beats to help my heart health. I throw this stuff into a smoothie. You can just put it in water, mix it with yogurt. Add it to pretty much anything that you're going to eat or drink. Super Beats has no real flavor. I don't even taste it because I'm throwing it in a smoothie. And it's an all-natural dietary nitrate that's in the Super Beats. They're sourced from a non-GMO beet, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy heart blood pressure naturally. And it gives a boost of energy. And if you don't feel this boost of energy in about 20 minutes, you don't pay. Guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll get nitric oxide indicator strips that you can use before and after drinking Super Beats. That way you can see that it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes to you with free shipping. 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
Does it turn your smoothie pink?
It turns it a reddish color, but I'm also throwing spirulina in there, and that's green, so mm-hmm. It comes out like a brownish sort of color because red and green.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, it is not disgusting at all. It's amazing, and I don't taste the beets, and I don't taste whatever weird green veggie stuff goes in the spirulina.
It's all right. I make a lot of frozen banana smoothies, and yeah, it's kind of brown, but it tastes so good.
It happens.
And someone in my household doesn't like bananas, so it all for me.
Dude, like, you can give me any of the bananas. Like, I will take all the bananas.
He is all about the banana.
The thing about it
is... Well, I do need to go back to Banana Island.
Yeah.
If you... So you freeze the bananas, but you let them sit for a while till they start to brown a little bit, and that's they're sweeter that way. If you put a fresh banana in the freezer, then you basically have a smoothie with no sweetness to it.
Right.
What's the fun in that?
I know, exactly.
There is no fun
And if you let it sit long enough... you might even get drunk off of your banana smoothie, Reitman.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Actually, I'm doing a lot of experimentation as we speak with some homemade brews, and I'm getting pretty good at it.
Alcoholic bananas.
Not bananas, but I mean actual drinks, actual wines and ciders and whatnot. And I'm a big fan of the sugars turning into something I like. Because we're not allowed to eat sugar in my house.
You can drink the sugar.
So Chris caught me the other day, and I had, what, about 24-pound bags of sugar?
Something like that. Run to Conan at the grocery store, and we've got, like, the normal mix of, like, a couple items, and he's got an empty cart. We, like, go to the end of the aisle, turn around, come back, meet him, and he's got, like, 70 pounds. It just looked like a shopping cart full of sugar. I'm like, all right.
It actually wasn't that much, but...
I know, but I like to exaggerate. It makes for better radio.
That's right.
It does make for better radio, and something else that makes for better radio is encrypted iPhones. Well, that doesn't actually make for better radio, but the story about the encrypted iPhones makes for wonderful radio, and that's what we've been talking about. So in this particular situation... The Department of Justice wants Apple to access encrypted information that was stored on the county-owned iPhone 5C that belonged to one of the shooters in San Bernardino. And what the Justice Department wants Apple to do is to write a software program that would disable its passcode protection to allow an infinite number of guesses without erasing data on the device. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, says, quote, that would be bad for America, and it would set a precedent that I think many people in America would be offended by. And when you think about those which are knowns compared to something that might be there, I believe we are making the right choice. And again, Apple is refusing to create this program that does not exist to allow the Justice Department to then be able to crack into every iPhone that exists, past, present, and future. And again, it's worth pointing out that the reason this particular phone is locked is because the FBI directed San Bernardino County officials to reset the password. So the FBI screwed up, and now the FBI wants Apple to wind up creating a program, not just, hey, Apple, can you open this one iPhone? Can you get into this one phone? No. The Justice Department is saying, Apple, create a program that allows us to get into this iPhone. And by the way, it'll let us get into every other iPhone that exists.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I think it's a setup. I think they got all their information off. They had it long enough. They got all the information they needed. Like, hey, you know what? Let's kill two birds with one stone. We got the information. We got these terrorists. Let's go ahead and screw this phone up and then try and see what happens.
And I think they'd like to have a nice, easy-to-use tool. I mean, who doesn't want to download a piece of software that makes life very easy for them or an app on your phone? So the FBI cannot have to go through all the long procedure of properly hacking an iPhone, which apparently there is one. You can do that.
According to John McAfee,
he says
he and his team could do it in about a month.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
So what he is saying is that he's willing to give the FBI a program that would allow them to crack into every iPhone, past, present, and future.
He's saying he's not going to give them the program. He's going to do it. His team is going to do it, open it, and then hand it back over to the...
Here's the data.
Okay, that's what he's saying.
Right.
But you know the feds are going to say, no, if you crack into this, you must give us the program that you used.
Yeah, John, about all those charges we've kind of wiped under the table for the last 20 years. Yeah, we need to revisit those.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Some major tech companies have solidly sided with Apple, while others have issued more muted statements on the importance of digital security. Verizon Chief Executive Lowell McAdams told Reuters that his company supports, quote, the availability of strong encryption with no back doors. The government has repeatedly insisted its request in the iPhone case does not amount to creating a back door. Chris, you're a bit of a tech guru, and I saw the weird look on your face when I said that, so maybe you don't consider yourself one, but you're a lot more technical than I am, or technically inclined. Would this create a backdoor, creating a program that allows access into every iPhone, past, present, and future? Backdoor or no?
Yeah, I think if you create an app that's designed to do something, then that program can then be easily modified to do other things. And for them to get into through encryption, I mean, and through all the things that Apple has done right to prevent people from hacking iPhones, it would not be a stretch to see this be able to be used everywhere. I think it's a little bit of clickbaiting to say, you know, this will open up every single iPhone on the planet, and people imagine like all their data flying out of their phone into the FBI. But it would give them a very powerful tool.
All that data they're already sending up to the cloud to
right. Yeah. But here's where the catch is anytime we provide law enforcement with one of these tools now we have to go all the way back to the Patriot Act. And we have to think about all the things that were put in place that gave law enforcement the power to basically do anything they want without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these tools are so much more dangerous now.
They have warrants. They just get to write their own. There's no judge that signs off on it, but yeah. It's on a piece of paper that says warrant.
Point noted.
And you can't talk about it.
Or it's a national security letter.
Secret, yeah, it's this double secret probation thing that if you mention, right. You wind up getting charged with a felony, and then you can't even talk to your lawyer about it because that would be another felony to discuss it with anybody. So here's this charge, and you can't defend yourself, so now go to jail.
But absolutely, 20 years ago, so assuming technology were the same, this would not be as troubling as it is since the Patriot Act for me.
What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. And, of course, we do have the Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. And then we will answer the call. 855-450-FREE, LRN.FM.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype to username lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Chris, I know you there for a while were paying attention to almost every move that was being made in Oregon with the Bundy and Amond situation. And, well, apparently they were in court yesterday.
That's what we understand.
Amond Bundy, his brother, and 14 others entered not guilty pleas in a Portland courtroom on Wednesday, stemming from the 41-day takeover of the Federal Wildlife Refuge. The what UPI list as the militia leader and others pled not guilty to one count of federal conspiracy. Of the 16 who were charged, only 10 appeared in court. The others waived their appearance. During the hearing, U.S. District Judge Anna Brown scheduled the trial date for April 29th.
Sarah, what does that mean, waived their appearance?
They filed papers and issued, basically they made their plea through paperwork instead of going to court.
Gotcha.
So like here in, I know we can do this in New Hampshire, where if you get a ticket for, say, speeding or parking or, you know, fill in the blank offense, unless it's a felony, you can file papers to waive the arraignment and waive the pretrial. So just say, like,
I've done that.
Not guilty, and I waive and want to go straight to trial.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to show up for any hearing other than the trial. And I'm guessing that's what they mean in this situation, but I've never dealt with federal court as far as federal charges go. I have a little bit of experience with the civil court at the federal level, not directly as either plaintiff, defendant, or person filing the papers, but I am an indirect plaintiff in a case here in New Hampshire to where I'm the one that contacted the ACLU. I'm the one that basically got the ACLU to file the suit on behalf of the Libertarian Party. And so I've been sort of, you know, like right there along the way, watching the process, attending the hearings, etc.
But you're still young. There is a good chance you will at some point be brought up on some sort of federal charges. So don't give up on yourself. That's what I'm saying.
I've seen them posts you can put on Facebook, them anti-government posts.
Exactly.
Yeah, most of those are friends only. So, you know, unless I've got a secret Fed on my friend list.
We all have secret Fed friends.
Come on.
That we,
yeah.
that we don't know of, and they're there. They're lurking.
Yeah, you're my friend on Facebook, Conan.
Prism sees all.
During the hearing, Judge Anna Brown scheduled the trial date for April 29th. Though prosecutors expect more charges to be filed that would delay the beginning of the trial. Eamon Bundy, who was among those who appeared in court on Wednesday, told Judge Brown that he wanted to address the court at the hearing. She denied his request. Bundy is the accused ringleader of the militia that took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge on January 2nd. A standoff that lasted more than a month and spurred a confrontation with federal authorities that resulted in the death of Lavoie Finicum. And I take issue with, you know, slight wording that they used here of a confrontation. Well, what happened, and we've all watched at least part of the video, the feds, or rather the state police, at the direction of the feds, had cars blocking the road.
Right.
And apparently started shooting at the car as it was driving, or the truck as it was driving down the street. And so Finicum drives off into the snow to try and go around it. And,
right.
you know, some agent jumps in front of the truck and, so, you know, like slam on the brakes. So, yes, there was a confrontation that was started by the state police at the direction of the feds. And it ended with the state police shooting and killing an unarmed man.
Well, I got one other problem with, since we're going to pick apart how this writer has put this out. Ringleader of the militia. So, I mean, throughout history, militia is a very, very local thing. So I'm trying to imagine how a couple guys from Idaho, a couple people from Nevada, and at least one guy out of Ohio, Santilli, are considered a militia. This is not a militia. These are a bunch of people that all feel the same way. It's just interesting to see UPI, you know, carry the water for the federal government and try to paint this big broad brush that says they might as well just say domestic terrorists.
It's one of those things to where, you know, like terms evolve over time, and it's one of my big arguments about people using certain terms, and they're like, well, terms evolve over time.
Yeah, like a living constitution.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, like the term has evolved to group of people with guns that do something that somebody doesn't like.
Right.
Specifically something that the feds don't like. In all, 25 people were charged in the case, though only 16 had hearings yesterday. Prosecutors said they want to delay the start of the trial due to the complex nature of the case and the large number of defendants. Defense attorneys, though, want the action carried out as soon as possible, as does Judge Brown.
Judge Joe Brown?
Anna Brown.
Oh.
Judge Anna Brown.
Okay.
And Anna Brown, in court yesterday, said, "My firm assertion is the case will be tried sooner than a year from now unless something makes that impossible." Brown also reminded the court that the defendants are presumed innocent until a jury finds otherwise, an assertion that drew criticism from a few of the defendants. Ryan Bundy, Eamon's brother, said, "We're being treated as we're guilty, so I don't understand this presumption of innocence." Co-defendant Ryan Payne said, "It's difficult to understand the presumption of innocence when I've spent the last month in a jail cell and led around in chains everywhere I go." Jason Patrick, another defendant, said, "I understand I have no rights at all. You're the federal government. You're going to do whatever you want."
Evidently, less than a year, that's now considered a right to a speedy trial. Is that? I'm sure there's been cases on
this. Your right to a speedy trial is we'll give you the trial whenever we decide to give you the trial, and you're going to like it.
Yeah, I know. And there have been cases that it's taken longer than that. You know, you hear guys sitting there for a couple of years before they get one. That's one that's always bothered me. And I
yeah, how long
why.
Was Private Manning sitting in solitary confinement before having a trial?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, like 3 years, I think. And then the judge said, you know, that's a little too long to be sitting in solitary without a trial, so I'll bump 121 days off of your sentence.
And his sentence was what?
35 years.
Yeah, congratulations.
So I'm bumping off 4 months.
Right.
4 months because, you know, you shouldn't have been in solitary that long. And speaking of solitary, I've been trying to help a state rep here in New Hampshire get some information on the use of solitary confinement. And so I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with every Department of Corrections in the state. And several of them have responded saying, we don't use solitary confinement. We use, and then they have some other term for right. it, like
dark room timeout period.
I forget the terms, and I don't have the papers in front of me, but it's isolation, something administrative isolation, I think, is one of the terms. Yeah, that's solitary confinement.
Right.
Am I in the cell alone? Yes, okay, so I'm solitary, right? Can I leave the cell whenever I want? No, I'm in here for 23 hours a day. So I'm in here alone, solitary, and I can't leave, so I'm confined. So that's solitary confinement.
So was that in your wording? Was it as such that they could basically deny it in how you worded your request, or are they just
I asked for
words?
Policies regarding the use of solitary confinement.
Gotcha.
And they responded saying, we don't use that, we use this, so now I just have to file another request.
Right.
Using the terms that they use, and that's one of the weird, you know, legal mumbo-jumbo problems. And the state rep in question, she had filed a bill to create a study committee to look at the use of solitary confinement.
Ask them specifically how they discipline prisoners, how they correct problem prisoners, because there might be some things you're not even thinking of.
Right, but no, they wound up telling me the terms that they use. Mm-hmm. A couple of them that have responded so far. So I'm just going to file back and ask for those. But the state rep had filed a bill to create a committee to look at the use of solitary confinement around the state.
Right,
and how many facilities? Several superintendents came out to testify and said, we don't use solitary confinement.
So I'm surprised, number one, that they told you these other words. I'm surprised they didn't.
So am I.
I'm surprised they didn't answer and just say, we don't do that.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised that of the three that I've gotten back, two have told me the terms they used, and one has said, we don't use this, but here's our policy on these other things. Mm-hmm. So at least, you know, somebody's being cooperative somewhere. And you can cooperate with us, not the feds, by calling at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.